Life is tough, but so are you. How to rise to the challenge when things go pear-shaped. Written and read by Bryony Benjamin. Day by day, step by step, breath by breath. The one piece of advice I do remember clearly from my specialist after she'd delivered the news that I had cancer was not to get too far ahead of myself. Dr. Bosco suggested that I shouldn't Google Hodgkin's lymphoma or worry too much about treatment just yet. Instead, we were just going to try and focus on the next few things we had to do, and that was really excellent advice. She gave me a piece of paper with the next steps written on it. Blood tests, heart and lung capacity tests, an appointment at the IVF clinic. In those first few days, as the enormity of what lay in front of me hit me in waves, I just kept coming back to that. What are the next three steps? And it's a great way to approach anything in life. You don't have to solve everything right now, particularly when you're in a crisis. You don't need to know where this will all lead. Things will unfold. I use this all the time now. If I feel overwhelmed or stressed or anxious, what are the next few steps? Just focus on those. While we want to dream big and think big and know where we're going, sometimes we just need to break it down, focus on the next few things, and take it day by day. Ninja tip. Remember, when it all gets too much, just take it day by day, step by step, breath by breath. Oh, and try not to Google too much. You might want to get a pen and paper out and write down a list of all the next things that you need to do, and then circle just the three most urgent or important. Just focus on those. Everything else is going to wait its turn. Some things don't have to be understood, just accepted. When you get bad news, it's easy to want to know every single thing that has led to this. Whose fault is this? When did this begin? How long's it been going on? Why has this happened to me? I mean, come on, I'm a good person. I eat healthily, I don't smoke, I always remember my reusable bags, I've never ghosted on a date, I even do volunteer work. Why me? But that is exhausting. It's a great way to zap your energy, and it doesn't help you face the task ahead. Acceptance, hard as it can be, is key. My beautiful friend Marike, who had been through a huge life crisis herself, told me in those first few days, remember, some things don't have to be understood, just accepted. She sent me a slightly altered version of the well-known Serenity Prayer and suggested that I light a candle, sit in the dark, and find a way just to accept what was happening.